Thank you, everyone. I feel probably a little underprepared, but I'd like to thank the student who twisted my arm to come up with a story. My story is entitled Know Your Strengths and is really about an internal reflective look at yourself. And so one of the things that I would do to start my story is to kind of tell you that coming from a Latino family, no one knows what a chancleta is, right? A chancleta is kind of like a flip-flop, okay? That is the universal tool. You will often see that thrown across a room or used on your rear end or any of those different types of things. And so it is a symbol of power. And so in my home, kind of thinking about, I am a second-generation college student, so my mom was the first, and really thinking about kind of how driven she was. Her mother passed away when she was 17. She has five siblings, so she became mom at that particular point in time. And she really worked, to graduate both high school and college. She graduated college only when she was 20, and really got started in the field of education. And so education was very important, and this kind of leads me to what my story is going to be about. I was going to say the fall of 1989, a student in a honors geometry class. And with the background I had, I went to Catholic school, went to public school, went to private school, and now here I was back in public school taking an honors geometry class. It was the last period of the day. I was a student in Florida. And if you're familiar with Florida, that's the rainy time of the day. and usually only lasts a quite short period of time. So I was often very distracted in paying attention in geometry. And I remember struggling through the course of the year. And our grading system, I believe, was probably in quarters or something to that effect. And so I had C's and D's, C's again, D's again, F's again, C's again, D's again. There was no rhyme or reason other than to say I wasn't doing well. And kind of to tell you about the grading system, in an honors class, it's kind of a C is the equivalent of an A in a regular class. And so as I struggled, I lost myself, and I really didn't understand how I was going to get better. But I remember surviving the academic year and then taking the final exam probably in May, early June. And it was the last exam that I had to take in this particular school I was attending. And I took the exam, and I went home, and I was prepared in my mind for the chancleta. But I really thought about what might happen, how I was going to tell my mom how I did on this test. And so I was honest with her, and I said, well, it felt like all the other tests I took in this class, so probably didn't do too well. So a few days later, my mother and I went to the school, and my mother wanted to meet with my teacher. And I remember that we sat down, and my mother was a college-educated professional woman who worked in the field of higher ed. And she kind of looked at her and said, lay it on me. And the teacher was very nice to say to my mother, your son does not belong. He does not belong in an honors math class. And my mother didn't really respond to her, and I was actually confused. She let the teacher continue, and the teacher said, your son passed the class, and he got his honors credit, and you can move on. And so my mom got up, thanked her, shook her hand, and left the room, and I followed in tow. We got out to the car, and my mom said, well, you passed. But we're going to fix, you know, and I had my first lesson kind of on about belonging and thinking about fear, okay? And so kind of goes to the title, Know Your Strengths. My mother and I drove from that school to the next school I was going to go to, because in Florida, kind of junior high is really junior high, and then you go to senior high. And so we went into the senior high school, probably at 10 or 11 in the morning, and my mother asked to speak to the guidance counselor. The office staff told her that she would be unavailable for quite some time as she was in some meetings and training. My mom, like a typical Latina, said, "It's all right, we'll wait." And so we sat in the lobby of the high school for approximately 4 hours. Through lunch, I was pretty pissed. but we sat there. We didn't really engage in much conversation. But finally, the guidance counselor saw us, and I remember the guidance counselor's name. It was Mrs. Sykes. And she sat with my mom, and we talked, and we got my schedule for the upcoming school year ironed out. And of course, I once again was in honors math class, but I had it the first period of the day. I mentioned that the grading system was every quarter or so, and so with my math class the first period of the day, I brought home my report card, and I had an A. And I continued to have an A, and I continued to have an A. And every single time I brought home my report card, my mother went to visit my geometry teacher. And she didn't say anything to her. She would just put my report card down on her desk, and then she would turn around and walk away. I continued for the next 3 years to be in an honors math class, to have them the first period of the day. And for 3 years, my mother went to see my geometry teacher every quarter to give her my report card with an A on it. And it really got me to think, and certainly in reflection, to think about what are your strengths. And so my strength is that I'm a morning person. And I carry that forward in my life to think about my experience as an undergrad. I'm sure that for the students in the room, have any of you ever pulled an all-nighter? Or worked really late? Yeah, that's not me. I would go to bed at 8 o'clock at night and get up at 4 or 5 in the morning to do my work as opposed to stay up all night. And I usually studied for exams at breakfast, and so I never missed a meal. There's a surprise. But it really got me to think about the lessons about knowing my strengths, who I was, and not worrying about being perfect. And so in telling this story to you, I really wanted to think about Robert Frost in his poem about the road that diverged in the road less traveled. And so I think for each of you, you'll have various turning points in your life, and I think your stories showed that. Those are great memories in your mind. And for me, I had a turning point when I was in my geometry class that I needed to do something different and learn a strength and to really think about failure from a different perspective. That failure is an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to make yourself better. And it's not something to fear. I think turning points are very, very important. And choosing the road less traveled often will take you to greater heights. I think that it's very, very important because I know for myself, one of the things I carry is a platform of leadership and mentorship. And so to think about that was turning point number one in my road. I had a turning point in college on my road. And I've had a turning point as a professional. And all three times, I failed. I learned from that failure, and it's made me a better person. Thank you.